It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us 3 o'clock on Tuesdays, back to normal, is Elliot Shore Parks. Tuesdays with Elliot is brought to you by Groundworks. If wet field conditions are causing havoc on your home, book a free inspection at groundworks.com. Elliot, good to have you back, buddy.
Feels good to have everybody back.
Oh,
yeah. You know, it's 2 weeks of I was off, then you were off, but football's back. So we're back.
Yeah, the players report today, and first practice is tomorrow. You guys get to watch that tomorrow, I guess?
So, yeah. I mean, my time of year. This is my favorite part of the football calendar. Better than the playoffs, the regular season. Training camp for me is my time.
Ridiculous.
It's my favorite time of the year. The playoffs are fun, but training camp is a different level.
Yeah.
Super Bowl was cool.
But he owns training camp.
Yes, training camp is my time.
Go into the store later, get, you know, well, pen.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this about Jalen in camp this year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he set the record last year.
Yeah, 3 of 5.
For most pass attempts without an interception, a record that he broke his own record.
Correct.
But you mentioned a bunch of times last year that, you know, and you said this during camp or whatever, that there were a lot of safe throws last year, a lot of checkdowns, things like that. And we would guess that this year they'll probably want to open the offense up a little bit, you know, and have a better passing attack, maybe score more points. Do you think, like, going into this, would you rather see Jalen have a training camp like he did last year, or would you rather see him fail more trying to do more? Because this is the time that you try to, like, figure things out.
If we're talking about just practice, I can see the argument for that. But I'm okay if Jalen plays the exact style of football he did last year, this year. It is a winning formula. If he doesn't turn the ball over, they win. So I don't have a desire to see them air it out this year, to throw it deep. Like, I think they will do that, and we'll see how it goes. But I'm not going into this season or practice tomorrow. If he's dinking and dunking it again, but he's going 180 passes without an interception, 100, you know, that would be a successful camp for me. So I do not have a desire to see a different Jalen this year.
Why?
Because they won the Super Bowl with him playing that way.
But in part because of the other parts around him played at such an exceptional level.
Right. But
So here's what I'm saying. Unless you're expecting Saquon to have the same sort of season he had the last year, how can you not expect Jalen to at least be a little more impactful and significant in the passing game than he was a year ago?
So, obviously, if they don't run the ball as well next year as they did last year, then
you'll
have to
throw more.
Do you think
that can be duplicated? That was a historical season last year.
It was. Now, you know, they can still run for X amount of yards, but Saquon gets 1,600 of them, and Will Shipley has 400. So they could do it in different ways. But I do think we also undersell a little bit how big Jalen was in situational football last year. So on third downs, red zone, he was really good last year. So for me, and where I'm taking your question, is on first and second down, what the difference has to be. And yeah, maybe they're going to have to throw it more. But ultimately, I look at this team, and I think the defense and the running game, all that was great. The reason they won was because they took care of the football. If the Eagles take care of the football, they will beat most teams they play because they just have more talent than most of them. So I'm not taking away anything away from the defense, but by not turning it over, the defense was not in a lot of bad situations last year, right? It's complimentary football. So maybe on first and second down, they should throw it more. They were dead last in the league in doing it. So obviously you want to do it a little more, but I don't think they need to change the offense next year.
Well, the offense will change. We're getting a new offensive coordinator, and I would imagine they want to throw the ball more.
I think they're going to throw it down the field more.
Yeah.
Well, is going to be the change.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
no, I'm agreeing with you.
I know.
Yeah.
But you put a safety net in there, which I don't like, because your thing is, well, if this is what they have to resort to, then I'm fine with it. Yeah, we all would be, as long as they win.
Yeah.
But what if that's what they have to resort to and they don't win? And they
that would be bad. If they have to throw, I agree with you.
Yes.
If they have to throw it more and Jalen is not good at doing that, will obviously be very concerning. So,
or more importantly, I would say, if you're saying you don't think he needs to do anything more than what he did last year, which would be they run the ball 30 times a game, 30 plus times a game, and he's throwing the ball less, my point is that if that's not successful, then you automatically have to expect him and the passing game to do more.
Well, I do think defense are going to come out this year more keyed in on Saquon.
Right.
Obviously,
we saw that.
We saw that in the last two games.
Super Bowl, yes.
But in those games, Jalen threw the ball really well. So if he has to throw it more, I don't have a concern that he won't be able to do it.
That's fair.
So to Spike's point about if I'm watching camp and every day it's 7 yards, 8 yards, 12 yards, I'm fine with that. I don't think Jalen needs to come out and play differently. So if I see the exact same training camp, obviously it won't be historic. I'd be pretty surprised. But if I see the exact same training camp from Jalen this year that I did last year, I'll be perfectly okay with that.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Because that was such a historic training camp last year for him.
Probably never be broken.
Well, here's what I hope will be broken, whatever that formula was. Because you know why? It looked like crap the first 4 weeks of the season. Let me speak. As great as he was in training camp, that didn't translate through the first 4 weeks of the season. And the offense changed. So when you say you want to see the same thing he did as last year in training camp, it's easy to jump to the end of the season and look at what happened.
Right.
But what happened in training camp was an indicator of what happened early in the season that needed to be changed. So what you saw at the end of the season wasn't a product of what was happening in training camp. What you saw at the end of the season was a product of adjusting to a run-first offense, play-action pass, take shots only when necessary. That wasn't the case coming out of training camp, of this historic training camp that he had last year. So I would say, while it's okay to have great completion percentage numbers in practice and you give us all these stats that we can't see, I would venture that the Eagles, if they had it their way, I'm not saying to the detriment of the team, but I'm saying if they could have it their way, you want to push the ball down the field in chunks.
Yeah, I agree. Nick Sirianni's
Saquon had touched the ball 500 times last year. We don't need him to touch the ball 30 times a game this year.
So Nick's whole philosophy since in my time covering him is he wants to win the big play battle, not allow a lot of big plays on defense and make a lot on offense. So I agree with you. And especially now with his guy next to him, I think you will see them try to create more chunk plays on offense. And before I say this, let me couch it by, I agree Jalen was not good enough in the first four games last year. Full stop. He turned it over too much. He was not good enough. But I also think there is some nuance there where AJ didn't play in three of those games. In one of those games, he didn't have Lane, Devontae, or AJ.
I don't even count that game.
Right.
That's
a fourth of it right there. But he didn't play well enough. I agree. I think that if Jalen takes care of the ball, they'll be fine.
It's
really that simple.
It's so funny. Like, I really don't want to do this, but like,
don't do it.
I mean, football's back. Why wouldn't we?
Well,
do it?
I just
don't do it.
Here's my point here. My point is, you're not allowed to say he's good because everybody around him's good. But when he doesn't play good, you are allowed to say that those players aren't there. So, like, which one is it? Is it that he's good because the other players are good? Or are we going to couch every time they don't score points but say, well, AJ wasn't there? Like, so which one is it?
So I have said to you guys,
if he's the second best quarterback in football, which is what you say, right?
Yeah, I think he's on the way to the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so if he's on the way to the Hall of Fame and the second best currently, the second best quarterback in football, wouldn't you say that in situations when those other great players aren't all there for him, that he should raise his level of play and make up for them not being there instead of apologists like you coming on the radio and saying the reason that he didn't play well is because those players weren't there? Which one is it?
So I have said to you guys that I think Jalen is definitely a product of being on the Eagles. If Jalen went to the Cleveland Browns, like most quarterbacks, I think he would fail. So being with the Eagles absolutely raises, much like it raised Saquon, it raised AJ. I've never really said he's good without the talent. Clearly the talent helps him. And I agree with you. When he played poorly against Tampa, I ripped him after that. When they don't have their guys, they should be better. So I agree with you on that. My only counter would be, it is a small sample size. So, you know, when people say, how would he be without AJ and Devontae? Yes, when they have not had him. Now, in 2021, he did overachieve, for what it's worth. But there's not been a long stretch without it. So I just don't know how he would be without them. But I agree.
The numbers aren't good when AJ's not there.
Correct, but here's the thing about when AJ's
like,
not there.
Like a bottom 10 quarterback, that's what his numbers
agreed,
are like.
But okay. I think that those numbers deserve some context. In 2021, he was essentially a rookie. And in those in the 3 years since, it's been one game, two games. It's not like we've seen this version of Jalen for seven games without AJ. Mm.
But
that's just true.
But last
we can disagree
year,
with
but
it.
Last year made him the second best quarterback in football because of two games. Essentially.
No, it wasn't just two games.
He was
good. No, but see, this is where we disagree.
Yeah.
He was better during the regular season, in my opinion, than you think he was. He made big plays throughout the year. He took care of the ball, which is a huge part of it. He does help the running game. I know now people, no one ever wants to talk about what he does as a runner for some reason, but it does matter. So he was, even if you want to remove the last two games, he was probably a top 10 or 12 quarterback last year, if you remove the final two games. But when you include the final two games, then yes, those last two games matter more than all the other ones combined.
Oh, and they don't.
They absolutely do.
No, they don't.
Ask Donovan McNabb how much more the playoffs matter than the regular season.
I went back.
We don't need to catch strays.
Yeah,
it's not about you.
I went back.
We all agree you were great. It's McNabb that doesn't.
The year after Russell Wilson won the Super Bowl, he was ranked like 7th, 8th in the league. So, but he won the Super Bowl. Like
he did.
Like, yeah. Winning the Super Bowl doesn't make you the second best quarterback, and those two games don't mean more than the other games. Just that same reason, you wouldn't rank Nick Foles the second best quarterback in football after
Nick Foles didn't start for the whole season, and Nick Foles hadn't been to a previous Super Bowl.
But he still played great in the NFC Championship game
and
the Super Bowl.
That's why you, I think, said Nick Foles was the best quarterback in franchise history for a stretch. What didn't you have the opinion that he was the best quarterback? Am I wrong
about
that?
Well, no, I didn't say he was a better player than Donovan.
No, but didn't you say he deserved to be viewed as the best quarterback in franchise?
I am not.
I could be
right.
So if you said Foles is the best off of four games, that would seem to back up the Jalen.
I didn't say Foles is the best.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong about that.
What I would have said is Mount Rushmore because he was the first quarterback. But
that's proof that. Those games just matter way more. Foles was
that
not
also
good.
Was the first. Super
it was
Bowl.
The first Super
no,
Bowl.
No, right,
they won.
But Foles was
and the
not,
story was different.
Foles
than
was
just,
not good against Atlanta. Foles was not good against Oakland in those final games. Right, so Foles really only played two good games, and I guess that Giants game.
Minnesota.
He had two really good
was
games
good against the Giants. He was.
He was, and he was good against them, but. It was just two games for Foles.
Yes, but I never argued he was the second best quarterback in football. That's my point.
But the difference is Jalen has been one of the best quarterbacks in football for 3 years.
He's been one of the best quarterbacks in football for one of the last 3 years.
No. Over the last 3 years, Jalen has been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
One of
if
those
you
years.
Compile the resumes.
One of those years.
No, but that's not true.
They're three separate seasons. He
no,
wasn't
I know,
last
but I'm
year.
Saying, as we often do with players, like over a stretch of time, he has been one of the best quarterbacks
in the
NFL.
They're three
and Foles
separate
never
seasons.
Did that, but Foles never did that.
Three separate seasons.
Are separate seasons.
He
but
was
I'm,
great
I'm,
one of those years.
No, he was great
one
two
of
those years,
no,
I would
one,
say.
One.
Okay, well, I disagree
one,
with that. But regardless,
okay.
Over a three-year stretch, he clearly has been one of the most accomplished and best quarterbacks.
Accomplished. Okay. All right.
I don't know what the difference between accomplished and great and better is. You don't accomplish
yes, you do.
Things by luck.
Yes, you do. You know the difference between accomplished and best.
But,
you
but,
do.
But the way you phrase it is you almost do. Like he's just been along for the ride. And I don't think
But that's
that,
not what I said.
No, I know, but when I say he's accomplished and you agree with that, but then you don't agree he's been one of the best quarterbacks,
I don't get
So what's the difference for you there?
Like how he plays.
Correct.
Because
so you think they've won you, almost
the
in spite
only
of him.
Thing you put on the accomplishment list is winning games. And if that is the only thing that matters, then yes.
But is that crazy? You act like I'm up here saying he's one of the best because he has one of the best QBRs or something.
Because
I'm talking about winning games.
That's fair.
All right. Because it's not a single person sport. You're smart enough to know
no,
this.
No, I know, but I'm not inventing the quarterback win-loss record, right? It has been on Pro Football Reference
wins
for
aren't
years.
Real. So, that's not real.
Now, for what it's worth, Spike, I would
but
just say,
over,
me and Ike have argued this since Carson.
Yes,
so this
yes.
is not just a Jalen thing. I've always been a quarterback win-loss guy.
And by the way, as a Carson guy, I still was
and
a
you, right.
quarterback
but,
wins don't really.
But it's not like I'm inventing some new way to judge quarterbacks. We always judge them
but
off
I
wins
will
and
say
losses.
This in your defense. I don't think it's in a vacuum you judge it. Over time,
yes.
I do believe winning matters from a quarterback standpoint.
And yet,
like that matters over a period of time.
There's not a lot of quarterbacks that we consider great that don't win.
Right.
But what most of them, you can look and say, in addition to their wins, you can look at their body of work, which is statistics, and say that they were great. There's not a ton of quarterbacks that throw for 40 touchdowns and 10 interceptions or whatever and are like, oh, they never win any games. It doesn't happen.
Right, because if your quarterback's good, you win a lot of games. And the Eagles have won a lot of games.
Well, yes, but there have been like plenty of teams that have won with quarterbacks that are not great.
Not really.
Well, sure.
Joe
Flacco played the best in the biggest games, right?
Here's where I disagree with you at, Spike, on this. In a short window, whether it's 6-7 games or a year, if it's a one-year thing, not over a 3 or 4 year period, you don't have a list of quarterbacks that have won consistently that wouldn't be viewed as one of the top quarterbacks. Over a short period of time, sure, but over a 4 year span, that quarterback, if he's winning, he's going to get credit for those wins.
Sure, yes. I'm not saying he's not like a winning quarterback.
Like Russell Wilson won over that period of time. At first it started off, it was Legion of Boom, Marshawn Lynch.
But nobody considered him elite until he performed during the regular season without that.
But I also think, too, that Jalen for 3 years has not just won, he's won a ton. Like, he wins 80% of his starts. He's been to 2 Super Bowls. So I'm not sitting here and going, you know, they're 10-6. They're winning games. Like, the defense I'm making of Jalen is that he wins all the time at a large rate. And so that has to, in my opinion,
they're
undefeated. I value a quarterback too much for me to all of a sudden go, well, they're winning all the time, but the quarterback's only okay.
So in games last year where he didn't start, they're undefeated, right? Just check.
They were 1-0. And then in the other game,
they were 2-0. They're 2-0.
Yeah, they were 2-0.
They were 2-0.
What 2 games?
The final two games of the year?
Oh, okay. Well, the final game. Well,
and by the way, they fill in Washington if Devontae catches the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they beat Atlanta if Saquon catches it. So we can go both ways. But we saw against Washington. Washington's actually perfect proof of why I think I'm right about Jalen. The difference in that game was the interception that Kenny Pickett threw when they gave him the ball at like the 8-yard line.
No, the difference in the game is that Devontae dropped the ball.
But it doesn't get to that if there's no turnovers. It's just a reality. Kenny Pickett handed them 7 points.
But my only point is that, and I understand what you're saying. Don't get me wrong, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. You know, I'm mostly on with you here.
Right.
But to be fair, a quarterback can have a bad play early. No. Overcome that, and you go win the game.
I agree, but I
just like they like did in the Super Bowl.
That's like Jalen with the fumble in the Super Bowl.
But I've always crushed
and he threw an interception in the Super Bowl as well.
I've always crushed Jalen for that fumble in the first Super Bowl.
But it didn't cost them the Super Bowl.
But I think I think it did. I think they lost the 2022 Super Bowl because of the Jalen fumble. Yes, that's my belief.
You're in the minority.
I know I am, but it's my belief, and it.
But that's more of a belief.
It syncs up with everything else I'm saying.
Exactly. But that's a belief. To drive another point. But doesn't stand on its own because you're the only one who really believes that.
I know.
So that's just to drive a different point.
No.
No one says, looking back at that Super Bowl, Jalen cost him the Super Bowl by fumbling the football.
I agree the majority of people don't say that. Yeah. I'm in the minority. I agree with that.
Yeah,
but
I'm saying,
Bowl, if he holds on to that ball, they win. I think they win that game.
Possibly. I'm just saying I don't think the fumble cost
They might have been up
17
points instead of 10.
So
okay. Well, that's a big deal. They lost by 3.
He also turned the ball over early in the Super Bowl this year.
That's another good point. Yeah. They turned the ball over in this Super Bowl.
You're right. They did.
And they didn't lose.
Agreed.
So
I'm saying if Jalen doesn't turn that ball over, I think they win in 2022. Obviously, we can't prove it one way or the other. But the difference is they're driving with the ball, right? To go up 17, the offense is clicking at that.
Here's why you're wrong. Because if he doesn't fumble the ball, it's just a tackle for loss and a punt.
True.
It was third down.
But it
was third down. So if he doesn't fumble the ball, it doesn't mean the game is over and the Eagles win is the point that I'm really making.
But Kansas City was handed 7 points.
Sure they were.
Correct.
Doesn't mean they couldn't get stopped in the second half. So they were scoring regardless.
They were getting stopped in the first half. It was the second half.
Yeah, no, this was towards the end of the first half.
The defense was still playing well at that point.
The defense didn't play well the entire game. At what point?
The first half, the defense was awesome against Kansas City. I think they only let up 1 touchdown.
My only point is that I don't believe that fumble cost the Eagles the game. That's the only
point
that
I make. And we don't have to relitigate 2022.
Jalen played way too great in that game to have that play be the signature play of the game and says he cost him the Super Bowl.
No, I do buy it. I said it at the time. Me and Angelo yelled at each other for like an hour on the radio about it. But the point I'm making is
you could have grown from that by now.
Well, that's what I believe. But the point I make is I'm not just saying this win-loss thing and turnover thing because it fits my Jalen narrative. It's always what I've believed. So for
that
me,
I agree.
So
with.
For me, when there is a quarterback on the Eagles that doesn't turn the ball over and wins all the time, I am going to view him as better than it seems some people on the show do.
Okay. And you're also going to make excuses for him when the other players aren't there.
I'm not making excuses,
well,
but
you
it's
did.
Just a
you
reality.
No, well, you did. You made excuses.
It's not an excuse.
Well, it's, if you want to be an elite player, you have to raise your level
I
when those players aren't
that.
There.
And
he
was,
didn't do that.
But it was three games.
And he didn't
it's not,
do that.
It's not a, been a long stretch of him. You're right. He didn't
he,
do it.
He didn't
You're
do
right.
It.
That's why he's two and not one.
All right. You're such a loser. So coming up next, we will get to other training camp stuff because I want to talk about the secondary. I want to talk about Edge.
Jahad Campbell.
And linebacker as well.
He's a stack backer.
Yeah, as linebacker.
Can we break
as well.
Down, what was the guy you were talking about this morning? Mike McWilliams? Mac Williams?
Mac McWilliams?
Yeah. And Perry Nickerson?
Perry Nickerson.
Okay, yeah.
Richie had a Perry Nickerson question for me.
Yeah.
And I do want to.
On the pulse.
I do want to ask you something about Quarter Century Week last week as well.
I'm sure you do.
I do. Well, I want to make sure that you have a cohesive set of morals. And I see that you do not have a cohesive set of beliefs.
I absolutely do.
No, you don't, though.
Well, I'm excited to get into it.
All right. So that is coming up next. This is 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.